Unit 12. Success Stories. Part B. Listen to 3 interviews with successful people. Check the correct information. 1.
Was it difficult to get started as an artist?
Yes. It's not easy to sell your work when you first start out. I didn't sell anything the first year. Most people don't spend a lot of money on art. Luckily, a few years after I graduated from art school, a buyer from a big gallery in Los Angeles saw my work and asked me to send them some paintings. They sold really well, and since then, my work has become pretty well known on the West Coast.
Two.
So how did you get started as a nightclub singer?
Well, I was always a good singer as a child, even though no one in my family was musical. I used to sing in school choirs and things. Anyway, I was singing in a college concert, and an agent heard me and asked me to join a show on Broadway.
A musical?
That's right. I sang in the chorus for about 6 months. Then one day, the star got sick, and I was asked to sing the lead role. After that, I got sort of famous, and that's when my career really took off. But what I really want to do is record my own album.
3.
Were you always interested in starting a food business?
Actually, I was interested in sales at first, because that's what both my parents do. But I used to work part-time in a cafe when I was a kid, and that's what got me interested.
What was the first place you opened?
I started selling sandwiches and stuff. I rented a cheap place near the university, and I started selling lunches to the students. The place was always crowded at lunchtime. So one day this guy came in and offered me a lot of money for the business. So I sold it. And with that money, I opened a much bigger place downtown.
2. Listen again. Complete the sentences. 1.
Was it difficult to get started as an artist?
Yes. It's not easy to sell your work when you first start out. I didn't sell anything the first year. Most people don't spend a lot of money on art. Luckily, a few years after I graduated from art school, a buyer from a big gallery in Los Angeles saw my work and asked me to send them some paintings. They sold really well, and since then, my work has become pretty well known on the West Coast.
2.
So how did you get started as a nightclub singer?
Well, I was always a good singer as a child, even though no one in my family was musical. I used to sing in school choirs and things. Anyway, I was singing in a college concert, and an agent heard me and asked me to join a show on Broadway.
A musical?
That's right. I sang in the chorus for about 6 months. Then one day, the star got sick, and I was asked to sing the lead role. After that, I got sort of famous, and that's when my career really took off. But what I really want to do is record my own album.
3.
Were you always interested in starting a food business?
Actually, I was interested in sales at first, because that's what both my parents do. But I used to work part-time in a cafe when I was a kid, and that's what got me interested.
What was the first place you opened?
I started selling sandwiches and stuff. I rented a cheap place near the university, and I started selling lunches to the students. The place was always crowded at lunchtime. So one day this guy came in and offered me a lot of money for the business. So I sold it. And with that money, I opened a much bigger place downtown.